Preeti Malik's Gossip
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Preeti Malik?
Did you guys see the video?
Which one?
Ryan Reynolds is Yas Island Abu Dhabi's newest chief island officer. He, of course, takes on the role after Jason Momoa, who took the role from Kevin Hart. Here's a little bit of the video.
I've been an actor, a producer, a Welsh football club owner, and I could go on. Now, the new chief island officer of Yas Island, Abu Dhabi.
He's a great choice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know why they haven't chosen Rossi and I as duvet to be like their ambassadors. Yeah.
You know what? I feel like, you know, they've been really rising in the ranks.
Yeah,
so maybe duvet is the next step.
Making our way there, yeah.
Kevin Hart, Jason Momoa, Ryan Reynolds, duvet, like...
Maybe you guys...
Seriously.
I think you guys are too big.
Good. Yeah, I think we are too
big. I mean, actually, yeah. I like to wear card and they don't seem to do much, so I don't want it.
Okay. Justin Bieber did a photo dump on Instagram this weekend. Did you guys see it?
I saw it, yeah.
One of the photos sparking major concern because he's in tears. He's like in literal tears in this photo.
A lot of people take photos or videos of when they cry. I can't imagine doing that. Like, I can't imagine actually being, like, I'm in tears. Like, I'm crying. And then my mind's like, let me just take a photo of this or let me get my phone out whilst I'm crying. And then, like, I'd be crying because then I wouldn't be able to cry.
I wonder if people do it to document a moment that they felt low.
Well, then he posted it.
Yeah, he posted the photo. Fans flooded the...
Hey, could you just pass me my phone? Thanks. I'm just crying. Thanks so much.
Anyways, fans were like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Haley even commented saying, you're such a pretty crier. You know, there's a whole feud going on between Quavo and Chris Brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, massive.
Did you see this conspiracy theory?
What?
So Quavo had a recent concert and it was empty in the U.S. state of Connecticut, okay? And there's a theory going around that Chris Brown bought a ton of tickets to the show so that no one would show up. Because if you look at it, it's empty. The stadium is empty.
If I had that type of Chris Brown money and I had beef with another artist, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be like,
Very petty.
Go and buy 20,000 tickets.
That's funny. That's the conspiracy theory. He has not claimed it. And finally, talking about concerts, Doja Cat made a statement which I believe, Chris, you will agree with.
Hit me.
She says, parents, do not bring children to my show.
Oh, yeah.
So she wrote on social, I don't know who you think this is, but I don't make music for children. So please leave your kids at home. She did not say it that nicely. I just reworded it.
Well, here's the deal. I don't think parents understand what's going on at these shows. First of all, I think parents are out of touch of the music that their kids listen to.
Yeah.
I don't think they realize it. I know what my kids listen to. It ain't good.
Yeah.
Right. But I also know that I can't stop them from listening to it. We live in a world right now, and I'm not talking about the radio. The radio do it. We do a good job censoring music and not putting songs on.
Yeah.
There are massive, big songs that we know kids are listening to, but we won't put them on because we feel like we have a sense of responsibility, right? Yeah. But there are other, obviously, platforms that don't need to follow those guidelines, and they can put whatever they're on. So when you go to these type of... shows. Not only are the lyrics bad, but Doja Cat is like, she's very, very like...
mature.
Kind of R-rated in some aspects.
Yeah.
But like, think of her first song that she released though, Say So, right? That was such a kiddie poppy song, wasn't it?
And then she went into, you're right, it was.
Like, my kids loved that song.
Yeah.
So true. You know, but also like, look back at the days when we were younger.
Yeah.
We used to get like explicit cassette tapes, like... Kevin Wilson from Australia.
But it would have it'd have a sticker on it. You weren't allowed to go to the CD store and buy that unless you were over the age of 18 or 21.
You get it through your mates, copied it in school and stuff.
But I think also listening to the songs at home and going to the show where it's a lot more amplified are two vastly different things. So she's saying, do not come to my concert.
Yeah, like I took both my daughters to Drake in LA when we were there.
Yeah.
Now, I knew... that there was going to be a lot of profanity, and there was. And, you know, but I took that upon myself that I trust my daughters, their judgment, they're good girls. I hope I'm raising them right. But I think Doja Point does have a point. But I think parents, we are naive. I think we're naive. I don't think we know what's really going on sometimes.
At the shows?
Yep. And on social media, at the shows, on their Snapchat, all that.
It's a lot, though. It's too much to keep track of.
So much. Got
to
be careful. Thank you, Preeti. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.